وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك أخي حفظك الله تعالى. My dear brother, I think you are supposed to understand exactly the meaning of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the most merciful. You suppose when you think about the mercy of Allah Ta'ala that you could achieve it with your tawbah. The mercy means a reason for you to give you hope regarding Allah's forgiveness. It's not about you feeling safe. No one of us safe without Allah's mercy, akhi. Which means you will be safe, inshallah, when you enter the paradise. When both of your feet in the paradise. That situation you feel safe. كما قال الله عز وجل أفأمنوا مكر الله فلا يأمن مكر الله إلا القوم الظالمون الخاسرون. Who is feeling safe from Allah عز وجل punishment? Those who they feel safe is those who they are losers. So Allah جل وعلا in the other ayah he say إنه لا ييأس من روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون. Those who they feel desperate from Allah عز وجل mercy, those who they are disbelievers. Don't feel desperate from Allah's mercy. Always have hope to achieve Allah's mercy through your tawbah. But it doesn't mean that you leave and you feel safe. That's why you return back again to your sin. Inshallah al-afiyah wa-salam. No, ya akhi. Actually, for you to return back again and again for the same major sin that you described, it's a sign that you didn't achieve the forgiveness. It's a sign that maybe you didn't achieve the forgiveness. It's a sign that maybe Allah Jalla wa Ala make you feel safe like that to continue more in your sin and you go more far from Him because you didn't deserve the guidance and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Who knows? I'm giving you possibilities. Maybe. Because in one side, this is what Allah Jalla told us about specific type of people in the Quran. قال الله عز وجل أم حسبتم أنما نمد لهم خيرا لأنفسهم إنما نمد لهم ليزدادوا إثما ولهم عذاب أليم. This kind of people, they think when Allah Azza wa Jal give them more from the ni'am and time and He extend them more regarding their enjoyment, they think that it's because Allah loves them and that's why they feel safe and they continue what they are doing. Actually, Allah made them like that so they can get more sin and more punishment in Al-Qiyamah because they don't deserve His mercy. So this is the meaning of the ayah. Shalla al-afiyah wa-salam. Be like the believers who Allah described in the Quran by saying Jalla wa'ala وَالَّذِينَ يَأْتُونَ مَا آتَ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَهُمْ لَهَا سَابِقُونَ. About those kind of believers, they do all kind of goodness to Allah Azza wa Jal. But even with that, when they do all kind of goodness for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, like prayer, like fasting, like sadaqat, like seeking knowledge, all the khair, they practice all this kind of goodness, but even with that, they're still feeling scared of their deeds not to be accepted from Allah Azza wa Jal. And this kind of feeling will encourage them to do more among the goodness. Be like those people. This kind of feeling, safety, and safe, feeling safe from Allah's punishment could cause for you a big damage. No, akhi. لهذا كان السلف رحمه الله تعالى كانوا يقولون المسلم الحق هو بين الخوف والرجاء. The real Muslim should be in a stand in between hope and fear. Hope to Allah's mercy and fear from Allah's punishment. وفقك الله.